because I'm cheap and my kids don't need fancy stuff.
I accidentally bought ointment thinking it was lotion, and I rubbed it all over my body.
I've tried every single protein bar under the sun, and they're all terrible because they're protein bars.
These panties are so soft. I just want to sit there and rub them.
It's not weird at all.
Stuff with Shannon, so amazing. Stuff with Shannon, so amazing. Stuff with Shannon, stuff with Shannon. Mmm, la la la. Mmm, yeah. Stuff with Shannon.
Don't you love it when I text you with homework for our podcast, Deontay?
Yeah, like 10 minutes before I'm supposed to walk out the door to be here.
I just wanted to give you a little bit of time to think about it.
I appreciate that. Thanks for the heads up.
I was thinking about it, and I want to do kind of like a benchmark list thing, maybe once a month, of the best kept secrets in your life. And I'm not talking about my dad cut me when I was little and I put him in jail for nothing like that. Nothing you actually don't want people to find out about. Not that kind of secret.
Not deep, dark secrets.
No, no deep, dark secrets. Just things that you wish more people knew about. Like so few people know and do these things that you feel like you need to spread the word.
I can get down with that.
And I thought about a few things that I'm super passionate about right now.
Okay.
And that's how I came up with the categories that I sent to you.
Okay.
I don't know what you have come up with, but mm-hmm. I thought we could talk about music.
Okay.
Maybe if there's a band or something that deserves a little bit bigger of a fan base,
mm-hmm.
maybe we can talk about it. Health product.
Okay.
I know you're into Camp Gladiator and trying to do all that stuff. So maybe you've got something like that. Subscription product.
Mm-hmm.
Food or drink.
Okay.
Beauty product.
Got it.
I really hope you do because I have a whole lot of nothing on that one. And then life hack.
Okay.
First things first, music. We both love it.
We do.
So surely you've got something to contribute to this one, right?
Sort of.
Okay.
My thing for music is I am a Spotify junkie. And I know everybody has iTunes or Pandora or Tidal or whatever, but I love Spotify because I spend a lot of time at my desk.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm on my laptop. I love the layout. And my favorite thing about Spotify is following other people.
Oh, you can follow their playlists and
yes,
stuff like that?
But you can do it in real time.
Oh.
So the people that you follow as they're listening to Spotify, you can see what they're listening to at that moment.
That's so creepy.
I love it, though, because you know what people, I mean, it's one thing for people to have lists and lists of things that they love. Like everybody knows that I love Prince.
Right.
So you can go to my page and you can see all of the Prince songs that I love. But how often are you listening to that stuff? This is how you see what people are listening to in real time. You know what they really like.
So invasive, but cool.
I know, but I love it. It's yeah. like I'm watching JC and he's listening to this song right this second.
That's cool.
I love it.
See, I don't use Spotify. I'm an Apple Music person.
Oh.
And I also, since I DJ and do stuff on the side, I have to pay for a subscription to a service where I can download a bunch of music.
Oh.
You know, and it's $50 a month instead of $1.29 a song on Apple.
Right.
So I do love that website and I pay a lot of attention to the charts on Apple. And there's one band that I am probably too obsessed with. The band Haim. It's three girls.
Mm-hmm.
They're sisters.
Okay.
And I have been listening to their new album, Something to Tell You, over and over and over. And the thing about it doesn't really have cursing in it, which is different for me because mm-hmm. most of the only things that I listen to on repeat have a lot of cussing.
Right.
And it's almost kind of rockish,
uh-huh.
which I also really typically don't like.
Right.
Because I like more, you know, bop up and down in my car while I'm driving kind of thing. So let me play you this song.
Okay.
I think this one is one that they did on SNL
okay.
when they were on it maybe about a month and a half ago. And it is called Want You Back.
Just know that I want you back. Just know that I want you back. Just know that I want you back.
And then this song is the one that I listen to over and over and over. And I'm surprised it's not worn out on my phone by now. I've listened to it so much. I love this.
Hope day, my baby, it's about time. I wasn't ready for you. Funny how this whole game played. 3 years since I left. wrong time, the wrong place. I wasn't ready for you, baby.
I love it.
That's good stuff, though.
So if people would please purchase the Haim or Haim album, H-A-I-M. I don't remember how you say it. Doesn't matter. They're cool.
Doesn't matter. They're great. Follow them.
The bass player, I can't remember her name. I suck at names. But the bass player, like if you watch any of their YouTube videos, she gets so into it. And she has this bass face. She opens her mouth like a crazy person while she's playing the bass. And she makes it fun to watch them in itself. She's so awesome. So seriously, if you haven't heard this album or if you haven't seen the videos or whatever, please check out Haim, H-A-I-M. I don't know how you say it, but do it.
I'm going to go with Haim.
Okay, that's fine. Okay, so next one is health product.
So I've been doing Camp Gladiator for 2 years now, and it's like a boot camp style workout. It's outdoors. It's an hour long, and every week is there's kind of like a different theme. So like high intensity, there's peak week. Your workouts are always different. And even 2 years later, it is still a tough workout. There's a lot of people that count their macros and they're, you know, doing pre-workout and post-workout and getting in your protein drink and all that good stuff. And I'm terrible about that part. A couple of weeks ago, I was at Costco and they're giving out samples of pre-workout. Now, pre-workout is the stuff that you're supposed to take before you actually work out that gives you the energy to sustain your entire workout at the same level, the same intensity. And I've never done the pre-workout before because one, I've never really thought of myself as that kind of person. And two, I'm concerned about the taste. I've tried every single protein bar under the sun and they're all terrible because they're protein bars. I really don't want to spend $40 on something that I'm going to hate. Mm-hmm. But they were sampling their pre-workout. It's called C4 and it tastes like blue Kool-Aid.
Okay, so it's a powder?
It's a powder.
You mix in water?
You mix in water. Okay. You drink it 20 to 30 minutes before your workout. Oh my gosh. It has made such a difference to the point where my friends that I work out with are like, we're going to kick you out of the club because you're working a little too hard. Like, really, I have got like this burst of energy that sustains me through the entire workout.
Normally, do you crash after the workout?
No, no, I haven't. And I've had some friends say that if you take the full amount at the very beginning, like when you first start taking it, that it can make you a little jittery because it does have caffeine in it.
Uh-huh.
But you're supposed to start slow and maybe take like a half a dosage and work yourself up to the full dosage. But it only took me one day because I took the half dosage and it wasn't enough.
Wow, that's awesome.
But yeah, I'm really excited about
C4?
It.
Like C4?
Yeah, okay. C4. And the flavor that I have is blue raspberry.
And you get it at Costco?
I got mine at Costco.
Well, on the same kind of general idea, so I've talked about this before a little bit, but I've been doing the ketone thing pretty consistently for maybe a couple months now. And all that it is, this particular one that I drink, is a powder that you mix in maybe 16 ounces of water. You can do it once or twice a day. I do it once a day. I started taking this stuff because Sarah, my girlfriend, started taking it. Now she actually sells the stuff because honestly, it has made that big of a difference in both of our lives. But this ketone stuff has helped with my migraines substantially.
Wow.
I have not had a full-blown migraine since I started taking it, which that's something that I've had since I was probably 6 or 7.
Yeah.
So for me to say that I've actually found something that has kept them at bay consistently now for a couple months is outstanding for me. And then something else, I was a passionate Diet Coke drinker, Diet Pepsi drinker, anything diet, I loved it. And I started drinking this stuff, and not only did I stop drinking sodas, I don't want them.
Wow.
Like the craving doesn't cross my mind anymore. That's huge for me, because that's been a lifelong thing.
Wow.
And not until I started drinking this stuff did I finally get the courage to break the habit. So that's huge. And then the thing that I mentioned before is digestion. I've always had chronic not being able to go to the bathroom. And I have not felt that since I started drinking this stuff.
Wow.
It's really great. I can't say enough about it.
Wow, that's
so
great.
If you want to know about the ketones, I know somebody that sells them.
There you go.
And I promise you they're worth the money.
Nice.
I wouldn't try and sell somebody on something that was going to be crap and then they'd get mad at me and send me all kinds of hate messages for my recommendation. I promise you that this stuff is so good. So that's my health product that I'm kind of obsessed with, is ketones.
Love it.
Do you have a subscription product?
I do.
Okay.
I am a member of the Beauty Subscription Junkie Club.
Okay.
So I've tried several of them where you pay the subscription fee and you sign up and they send you like samples of whatever it is. My favorite, and I've tried a couple of them. My favorite is Ipsy.
Okay.
It's IPSY. So it's $10 a month. They charge you on the first. Takes about 2 weeks to get it. I should get mine today. You usually get it around the 15th.
I'm so excited.
Pretty excited. If you're one of those people that can't wait, usually like on the second or third, they send you a list of like a preview of what you're going to get.
Mm-hmm.
I am a girl who loves surprises. So I never look at the email. I just wait until it comes in my mailbox and they send you five products.
Okay, just and, samples of random things?
Well, sometimes they're samples and sometimes they're like a full size. So if it's like a mascara or an eyeliner or a nail polish, it's usually full size. If it's like a facial lotion or a cleanser or something like that, it's usually a little smaller. But it's a great way to try things that you normally wouldn't buy. So maybe like a facial mask or color of lipstick or a lip gloss.
And is it good stuff or is it stuff that you would find on the clearance aisle at Walmart?
No, it's good stuff.
Okay.
I love makeup. I love it. I never wear it.
But you love it.
I love to buy it.
Uh-huh.
I ended up a couple of weeks ago, I bought this huge acrylic stand with drawers and places to put all of your makeup and your eyeliner brushes and all that kind of stuff. It's filled with makeup that I never wear. It makes me happy though, so I buy makeup that I never wear. But that's why I love the Ipsy, because some stuff I get that there's really no reason for me to go to the store and spend $50 on a product that I'm going to use maybe once or twice, but I can spend $10 a month and get five products.
That makes sense.
And then that stuff I actually use because I don't wear it every day. And I've tried some other ones and like I've gotten a lot of things that I didn't like perfume. I'm not a big perfume wearer.
Good.
Or I would get things like self-tanner. Well,
you're
obviously,
black.
Yeah.
Duh.
Don't really need that. But I get good stuff with Ipsy. I've had really good luck without having to put a lot of time and effort into it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's my favorite. And it makes me happy on the 15th when I get something in the mail.
See, I'm way different on my subscription product because mine is a subscription to underwear, actually.
Really?
Yes. There is a website. It's MeUndies.
Mm-hmm.
And they make these cool design panties and underwear and stuff like that. And each month is a unique month. They only make that one for that month. And then the next month is a whole new design.
Oh.
So these panties are so soft. I just want to sit there and rub them when they come out of the washing machine because they're that soft.
It's not weird at all.
And it's me. They're so soft. They're so comfortable and they last forever. And I think it's $15 a month for the underwear and the shipping.
Oh, okay.
Now, if you subscribe, I think it's a little bit cheaper.
Uh-huh.
It's kind of pricey.
Uh-huh.
I have felt guilty at times when I've gotten my panties in the mail.
Mm-hmm.
And I think of everything else that I could have done with that $15. But then I throw them in the wash, then I dry them, and I take them out and I rub them.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like it's all worthwhile. It was $15 well spent. So MeUndies, seriously soft.
Sometimes you have to treat yourself.
That's my thing.
Treat yourself.
That's my one thing that I tend to splurge on is those underwear. So
that's how I feel about my subscription, Ipsy, too. It just makes me happy.
We're all allowed to have one thing, right?
That's all I'm saying.
Okay, so food, drink. I hope you have something because I don't.
Okay, this is so stupid and so easy, but my kids call it fizzy water, but not the fancy fizzy water because I'm cheap and my kids don't need fancy stuff. I go to Walmart and buy that carbonated flavored water.
Mm-hmm.
It's the Walmart brand. It's like 68 cents a bottle.
Okay.
Comes in like a liter and it has a million different flavors. Black cherry, wild cherry, mandarin orange, green apple.
Walmart makes that?
Yes.
I buy the ice brand of that stuff.
Yeah.
And it's like $12 at Sam's for 24 of them.
68 cents a liter.
Oh, wow. That's so good.
And my kids love it. And here's what I love about it. I used to drink it like crazy. I've cut back a lot just because I got to spend my money on other stuff. But I love to mix mine with vodka.
Yes.
Because my drink is vodka tonic. Do you know how many calories are in tonic water?
A lot.
A lot.
This stuff has no calories in it.
Fizzy water, no calories.
It's so good.
Yes.
And it doesn't have sugar in it or any kind of sugar substitute.
It's so awesome. I love it. And my kids like it. And we can drink. We don't drink a lot of soda and stuff at my house.
Uh-huh.
And we don't drink the fizzy water every day. But they'll ask, hey, can we have fizzy water with dinner? Sure. And they love it. It makes them feel like they're drinking like soda.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't have caffeine in it. Something they can have with dinner. It's a little treat. And it's super cheap. They can each pick their own flavor. We are big into the fizzy water.
I think I actually had that written down and I deleted it for some reason.
Huh.
The ice water.
Yeah.
I think is what it's called. It's so good.
Yeah.
So yeah, if you're needing to drink more water and you just can't make yourself do it because water's boring, try this stuff.
Yeah.
Because it really is great.
I love it.
Me too. I love the strawberry watermelon one.
Oh yeah.
Do they have that in the Walmart brand?
I think it's a watermelon and then they have a strawberry kiwi.
Oh.
Which is also good.
Okay.
And right now they have a strawberries and cream. It's like a limited edition flavor.
Huh.
Fancy.
That is fancy.
I know.
Okay. Well, now I'm going to go to Walmart and buy it instead of the bulk at Sam's.
There you go.
Beauty product. I laugh when I say that because I don't care about any of this stuff as a rule. I'm like, whatever.
Okay. Dude. Well, I have two because I have one for me and one for you. Okay. So everybody is doing the lash extensions right now. Everybody's doing it.
I can tell because if you go in our bathroom over here, there's always like a foot long eyelash on the sink and I'm just disgusted by it. Anyway, go ahead.
Okay. Well, I'm not doing lash extensions.
Good.
Because one, I don't have that kind of time. And two, I don't really have that kind of money.
Right.
It's a lot. I don't have an hour to
have somebody stick extra hair on your individual eyelash.
Yeah.
That's too much.
It sounds good in theory because I would love to lay down and take a nap while somebody made me all glam and pretty, but I just don't have that kind of time. And it's expensive.
Mm-hmm.
But I found this product on Amazon.
What is it?
Called Rapid Lash. And it makes your eyelashes grow.
Really?
It does. Okay, so here's the thing. There's a multi-level marketing company that sells the same thing, but it's really expensive, like equivalent to what you're spending on lash extensions, which again, that's not where I need to be spending my money.
Right.
But this Rapid Lash, they make one for eyebrows, and then they make one for eyelashes, and then they make one that works for both. I bought it on Amazon. It's called Rapid Lash. And it's like $25 or $30, depending on
which one you get.
Yeah, one you buy from, whatever. And I was like, yeah, I'm sure this isn't going to work. But for $25, it works. It works like crazy. My eyelashes have never, ever been this long. I mean, and it only took like a month. And they are super long. Now, it doesn't make them thick. It doesn't make them thick. So you're not going to have, like, if you don't already have eyelashes going all the way across, they're not going to suddenly sprout in places that you didn't have them. But if you've already got lashes, it will make them longer.
Really?
Yes.
That's hard for me to believe.
I know, but
it works.
Did you
measure them before and after?
I didn't measure them, but you know when you use the eyelash curler and sometimes, like,
I've seen it done,
so close and you're like, oh, like, it hurts.
Yeah.
Because I have like a ton of lash to curl.
Well,
and I can totally see the difference.
Your eyes look so much heavier.
Thank you.
No problem.
No, I'm super excited.
Okay, you said you have two.
I do.
This one's for me?
You could use this one.
Okay, let's go.
Because occasionally you do wear makeup.
Occasionally, yeah.
Okay, so removing makeup is like the biggest hassle for me. I hate to wash my face.
Mm-hmm.
I usually do it only in the shower. I don't spend a lot of time washing my face at night because I don't normally wear makeup.
Mm-hmm.
So when I have to take it off, it's always such a hassle. I usually use those pre-made little cloths.
Me too, yeah.
And do the best I can and go from there. I've been using a lot of IT Cosmetics lately, which is just a brand of makeup. But they make a makeup remover called Bye Bye Makeup. It almost looks like coconut oil, but it's not greasy. It melts in your hand. You wipe it all over your face, and then you wipe it off with a washcloth.
And it's not greasy and gross.
No, it's not. It is perfect. It doesn't sting like when it gets in your eyes. It doesn't make your face all greasy. You can wash your whole face with it. If you're wearing foundation, it literally just melts it off your face.
Is it good for sensitive skinned people? Because
I think so, because it does. It's not harsh. It doesn't
I'm getting
feel
a lot of rashes again lately.
Oh.
So I have to be super careful with what I use.
No, the people that make it cosmetics are real into using things that are good for your face and good for your skin and all that kind of stuff. So it's not harsh. Like, it doesn't burn. It doesn't, none of that. I mean, it literally feels like nothing. It melts in your hand.
That's nice.
I love it. It's my new favorite.
See, I use the simple face wipes.
Oh.
Because I can use them. They don't bother my skin. They don't irritate it. And mm-hmm. if you just sit there and rub your eyelashes for a second, you can get mascara off pretty easily mm-hmm. most of the time. I keep them in my car because if I wear makeup somewhere and I get in my car and I'm headed home, I want to get it off ASAP. So I keep those in my car and I like them. They don't make me break out or anything. But something that's so simple and you can get it anywhere and it has completely changed my face life mm-hmm. because my skin, like I was just saying, is super sensitive. So I can't use a lot of stuff because it irritates me or gives me a rash. I've had a rash on the back of my leg for 2 weeks now won't go away. I don't know what's going on with it, but that's just my skin. Mm-hmm. I think it's Cetaphil.
Uh-huh.
I use their face wash mm-hmm. and then I use the lotion as well. Mm-hmm. But CeraVe, CeraVe, I use their moisturizer. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to tell you what, for a sensitive skin person that easily breaks out, mm-hmm. this stuff has changed my life.
Really?
And it's so inexpensive and so easy to get. You can get it at Walmart, CVS, anywhere you want to go.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. And it doesn't irritate me at all. So that's a blessing in itself.
Yeah, definitely. Miles had eczema really bad when he was little.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the two brands that the dermatologist recommended.
And sometimes even Aquaphor stuff. Mm-hmm. I really like their stuff too. Mm-hmm. Actually, when I had to go to Longview for their Pride event a couple weeks ago, and I stopped on my way out of town to get some lotion, I thought, and I accidentally bought Aquaphor ointment, thinking it was lotion, and I rubbed it all over my body, all over my body. So I was sticky and shiny and oily and gross the entire time. I was just like, what's wrong with me? I didn't know that I rubbed ointment all over myself instead of lotion. So just look out for that if you use Aquaphor stuff. But it's also really good.
That's the kind of thing that would only happen to you, Shannon.
Yeah, because I'm dumb. Okay, so life hack.
Everybody has crazy email. About 2 years ago, I came up with this brilliant idea. And I'm sure that there are other people that do this. You create an email just for junk mail.
That makes too much sense.
I created an email just for junk mail. And you just give it a generic name, like my shopping list or uh-huh. my ads or whatever. It took a couple of weeks because as they would come into my personal email box, mm-hmm. I would unsubscribe or I would change the email to the shopping email.
Mm-hmm.
But that was a life changer. For me.
I bet.
It was a life changer because I moved all of that crap out of my inbox and into just a shopping email. And then I can concentrate on the stuff that the important things that come through my personal email. And then I don't even have to ever go to that email box unless I'm looking for something specific mm-hmm. or just want to do some shopping and want to see what's out there. And what the really great part about it is, if it just becomes overwhelming, I just clear the whole thing out.
Yeah.
Clear the whole thing out and
there's nothing
start
important
again.
In there.
But and here's the other thing. When I'm looking for, like, if I'm doing back to school shopping or Christmas shopping, if I know I want to go shop at Kohl's or I want to go shop at whatever, all I have to do is do a search.
Yeah.
And then
it pops up.
Here come 7 emails with a discount code in it. And it's all right there. And I don't have to go through 20,000 emails trying to find out, or I forgot, or I think I may have deleted it. It's all right there.
That is so smart.
Oh,
because
man.
I'm one of those people that has probably about 19,000 unread messages in my inbox right now. And a lot of it is crap that I don't even know how I got on their subscription mm-hmm. list, but they are pretty notorious about emailing over and over and over. So that's really a smart idea.
And then when you go to a store and they're like, what's your email address? And then you feel bad if you say, no, I don't want to give it to you, because then they're all like, well, we're just trying to track where our business is coming from.
No, they're not.
Blah, blah, blah. You know what?
They're selling that stuff.
Give them the junk email address and you can sell it to anybody you want to.
That's so smart. Thank you.
There you go. I have one more little thing that piggybacks on top of that.
Okay, what is
this? This is just for Gmail users.
Mm-hmm.
There's a new app that goes with your Gmail called Boomerang.
Okay.
You can set an email to, it sends it away, and then you can set it to come back when you need to look at it again. So if I have somebody sends me an email and I need to respond to it by next Tuesday, I can set it to boomerang to come back to my email box on Monday.
Oh, so it'll be at the top of it.
Yes.
And you don't forget. That makes sense.
So it comes back. I can set it to come back on Monday at 8 a.m. So it's the first thing I see in my email box on Monday. I know I need to respond to it, and then I'm done.
I'm going to write that down. It boomerang?
Boomerang.
Okay.
And you get 10 a month for free. And then if you use your personal email, like for business or whatever, like I do, you can get unlimited emails for $5 a month.
Wow.
It is awesome. It saved my life because, you know, otherwise you're using your email as a to-do list and inevitably
you lose track.
Yeah.
It's so easy to do.
But this, you just send it away. It comes right back up. It comes back to you unread and you know you need to look at it, handle it, move it off your list.
Thank you for sharing that.
It's the best.
Okay, my life hack is a lot less interesting, probably. But when I was thinking about it, I'm probably going to be moving from my apartment again in December because I'm pretty sure my rent's going to go up. And I'm not willing to pay a dime more than I'm paying right now.
Yeah.
So in order to get your deposit back, a lot of times you have to touch up the walls, try and make it as similar to when you moved in as you possibly can.
Right.
So if you are one of those people who still uses nails instead of command strips,
right,
which I don't understand that, but still, here's a tip for you to get your deposit back easily.
Okay.
If you take a toothpick, you get some white toothpaste,
you
can fill the hole with toothpaste instead of having to get like a big old tub of putty or something like that. Fill your nail holes with toothpaste and then paint over them and your walls are as good as new.
Really?
I hope they don't go licking the walls to make sure that you properly filled them or anything, but just for the sake of appearance, filling nail holes or whatever small cracks that you might have in with toothpaste fixes it. You're welcome.
I never would have thought about toothpaste.
Make sure you get white toothpaste and not bright green toothpaste.
I was going to say, because I generally don't do toothpaste. I do tooth gel.
Yeah.
So I have to
make it pasty.
Invest in the $2.86.
It's well worth the $2.86, I promise you. I've gotten so much deposit money back doing that. Just taking a toothpick, sticking it in the toothpaste, and then sticking that in the hole. And
there you go.
It seriously has saved me probably thousands of dollars at this point.
And don't they generally repaint after?
I'm sure they do, but they still make you do it anyway. So at least at the places that I've lived, I've had to do touch-up paint. So you learn to make things as easy on yourself as possible when you're going to be moving. So that's my hack.
I love it.
Toothpaste and nail holes. So we'll probably do something like this maybe once a month if you're okay with it.
I like it.
It's fun. I learned a couple new things that I'm definitely going to check out. So thank you for that.
Sure.
And I guess we're going to wrap it up. We've been talking for a long time now. But I love you.
I love you too.
Hasta la vista, baby.